Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Based on where you're listening from, this is Sissy Bars bringing you Sissy Bars Words. And now the title of my podcast today is Experiencing God in Our Daily Life. How do we experience God in our daily life? And as always, I'm going to read a scripture from the Gospel of John, the chapter of 14, the verse of 23. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I read, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. What a powerful scripture. Now, life is busy and filled with distractions. That is just the truth. Life is so busy and it's just full of distractions. It is so easy to get caught up in our cares. It is so easy to get caught up in our errands and our worries that we lose sight of what matters most. There's an interesting little story at the end of Luke chapter 2 about when Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem for Passover when he was 12 years old. After the festival was over, they left to go home, supposing he was with them. I wonder how many times we suppose God's with us when we've wandered off to do our own thing. When we've wandered off to say, you know what, God, I am tired of serving you. I am tired of being in your presence because things are not happening. I have been praying and my prayers are not answered. I've served you, God, and nothing seems to be happening in my life. I wonder how many people have been through that situation. Now, here's the interesting part. Mary and Joseph have traveled a day's journey before they realized Jesus wasn't with them. And then it took 3 days to find him. 3 days. It took them 3 days to find Jesus. Now the message here is that it's easier to lose that special presence of God than it is to get it back once we've lost it. And I repeat, it is very easy to lose that special presence of God than it is to get it back once we've lost it. We need to be careful to remain in the presence of God. In his presence, there's joy, there's peace. In his presence, you know, there's breakthrough, there's salvation, there's healing. In his presence, anything can happen. When we're in his presence, we make God feel at home in our hearts. We make him feel at home in our hearts. This simply starts with being obedient to his word. A commitment to turn from behavior that offends God is the number one sign of spiritual maturity. You can't tell me you are a matured Christian and still going around in circles with carnality. You can't tell me you are a Christian and still going back to your old ways. You can't tell me you are a matured Christian and still doing the things that you used to do when you were in the world. It shows you care about what he thinks when you turn away from the things of the world, when you turn away from your old you and walk in your new you. God shows that you show God that you care when you turn from that lifestyle from that old lifestyle into the lifestyle that he wants you to live. That means you choose to be generous towards others. You learn to forgive. You let go of offenses and live in peace. When we choose to be intentional with our words, giving thanks to God and lifting up others, we feel connected to God all throughout the day. How you live your life on a daily basis is a reflection of who God is in your life. It's a reflection of how much you know God. It's a reflection of how connected you are with God. Because remember, he created us in his image and likeness. And so we're meant to be like him, talk like him, do things like he does, love like he does, forgive like he does, and be faithful like he is faithful to us. So today, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Just repeat this prayer with me. Father, thank you for making your home in my heart. Now, don't wonder, have I made a home in my heart for God? No, just pray the prayer. Father, thank you for making your home in my heart. I need your presence today, Lord. I need your presence every single day. I want your presence to be with me, your manifest presence to be with me every single day of my life. Lord, help me to honor you with my thoughts and my words and to be a blessing to those around me. And above all, to be a blessing to those around me. Now remember, the presence of God is everything. We need him around us 24/7. So today it is my prayer that you will never depart from the presence of God. May God bless you all. And remember, share the podcast because it might be a blessing. And I know it will be a blessing to somebody that you know. God bless you.